This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Signed those authorities and instructed me to put them into action. So effective immediately, we have sanctioned three of the ministers, the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Interior, and the Minister of Energy.
The United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria. The President has been very clear on that point and reiterated that to President Erdogan today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. The president and Turkey, the Kurds dying and sanctions, are they enough? Lots of questions and a lot of conversation across the land about that, troops being pulled out. What does it mean for ISIS and potential bounce back on the U.S.? That's what some are saying. And, of course, you heard there at the top Mike Pence, the VP, his reaction to Turkey. No green light, he says there. And Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, talking about the Turkey sanctions. And like I said, is it enough? And in California, there's a big pushback for the start times for middle and high school students. Why? Boom, boom, out go the lights. And we've seen the crazy Santa Ana winds. So as I am broadcasting, I am looking out at the runways at Hartsfield International Airport in Atlanta. Many of you probably know it. It's our busiest airport. And I have to say, actually, getting in and out of the airport the last handful of times that I've been here has been quite easy. I'm surprised by that because it seems like there's always a lot of complaints about the airport here. But it couldn't have been a more beautiful day. I was at Gwinnett College because I know some of you have asked in the mailbag, and we have a mailbag segment coming up at the end of the hour, and I'll talk a little bit about that. I was speaking to the Peach State Federal Credit Union folks, and what a pleasure that was. All right, let's dive into something very serious, and we heard it at the top, as I said, Pence and Mnuchin. You look at Turkey, and here's the latest. What's happening with ISIS? Are they really being released? Have they really escaped? And there's a big threat, obviously, with Turkey, and lots of Kurds are dying. And, of course, the big consideration was in pulling back troops, can you get them also out quickly enough? So here's the latest. The president said on Monday he's fully prepared to swiftly destroy, his words, Turkey's economy with sanctions if it continues to attack U.S. allied folks. And of course, that is what's believed to be happening on the ground, what we're seeing when we're talking about Kurds, and that is the Kurds in northeastern Syria. He said, I'm fully prepared to swiftly destroy their economy if the Turkish leaders continue down this dangerous and destructive path. And, you know, he released a statement, and more sanctions are going to be coming. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that same thing in his own statement. So right now, the sanctions are part of the administration's attempt to really blow back or respond to this backlash against the president's decision to do what he did, and with so many people up in arms about that, that's honestly what a lot of that is. It's the backlash to that. The pullback is seen as giving the Turks room to act on this, you know, the goal of attacking the Kurds who fought for and with the U.S. against ISIS. So tens of thousands of Kurdish people have been displaced. That's the reports anyway. Civilian deaths are rising. Of course, that's not good. Senator Lindsey Graham, the big pal of the president, he was with the president so often. He was actually with the president when he signed the executive order, said in a statement that he'd been present for Trump's call about Turkey. He said, the president's team has a plan, and I intend to support them as strongly as possible and give them reasonable time and space, he says, to achieve our mutual goals. So Lindsey Graham, who was very against what was happening, has now bounced back in the president's corner. So now it makes you wonder, what does that mean? The president didn't make any mention of halting U.S. arms sales, by the way, to Turkey. That's an option that a bipartisan Senate and House threw up in the air, and they're pursuing in legislation. So a lot is happening here. Meanwhile, France, Germany, Finland, Norway, Netherlands, they've announced they're going to suspend arms sales to Turkey. So this is serious stuff and serious conversation in this country because, frankly, it's taxpayer dollars. It's our blood, our sweat, our tears, and it's the conversation against who you with, what do you think should happen here, and is the president getting clipped too much, or is he being ridiculous about the situation with in the Middle East and with the Kurds who helped us, obviously, and that's the scary part of that for sure. All right, one of the things that I mentioned, of course, Turkey, the Kurds, that situation. The other thing I think that's interesting closer to home is in California, it's gotten so bad, and the conversation over the Santa Ana winds and what are they going to do, getting kids, you know, making the start times for the kids in California for the middle school and the high schools, changing those times so that they can work around what's, you know, what has been horrific with as far as the blackouts, etc., and the dangers of the wildfires. I've talked about living in California, and folks, I got to tell you, I've lived a lot of places. I know some of you have. You've said that in emails to me, and we all deal with something, right? But dealing with the Santa Ana winds and the possibility of trees bending back and snapping back like kites is crazy. So this is part of what you deal with in a state with a population of almost, well, 39 million, I think, in counting, one of our most populous states, and also one that can go up in smoke, so to speak, when we see the danger of that. So jostling times for school, I don't know, makes sense to me. It absolutely makes sense to me. Also, I'm going to get this all in here at the top again. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm staring out, as you listen to me, at the Hartsfield International Airport. Supposedly this was a room with a view, so that's the view I'm getting. The former Fort Worth police officer that now has been charged with murder for killing a black woman in her own home. This on the heels of Amber Geiger and her conviction in Dallas. Sad story there, where the woman was playing video games with her son. Window was open. Police, these are just broad strokes. Police investigated and then fired. So the officer, Aaron Dean, is being held in the Tarrant County Jail there in Fort Worth. He's being held on $200,000 bond. And the family of Atiana Jefferson say they're relieved that he's been arrested and charged with murder, and they're saying that we need to see this through to prosecution and an appropriate sentencing. The city of Fort Worth has a lot of work to do, this is what they're saying, their attorney released the statement, to reform a brutal culture of policing. Boy, this is two huge times that this has happened, 45 miles apart, basically, in the great state of Texas. The Fort Worth mayor, Betsy Price, said Monday the killing of Jefferson was unjustified. Her statement was, "I'm so sorry on behalf of the entire city of Fort Worth. I'm sorry." It just doesn't cut it, though, for the family. It is unacceptable, and the mayor said it's unacceptable. There's nothing that can justify what happened on Saturday morning. Absolutely nothing. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way, including the owner of the Utah Jazz, a cool conversation with Gail Miller.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com. Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera. You think of investments and Cetera Investment Management, just a great name, I have to say that. And there's so much to talk about when we look at where we are for this mid-market, you know, mid-year review, I should say, when we look at the markets, and we've talked about this a ton on the show, the concerns about U.S., China, and the trade dispute that's going on, the tariffs, et cetera. So, Gene, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about, before we get into the whole China thing and what's going on with our current market situation, let's talk about what you see, because I know people are glued to this. Where do you see markets headed for the rest of this year and then, of course, as we bounce into 2020?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously with the markets, you know, I only have one crystal ball. I don't have 20 crystal balls. I can't tell you exactly where we're going. But what I do believe that the one thing we can definitely say will happen is increasing market volatility. You know, we've been lucky this year. You know, yes, May was a little volatile. Yes, we had some volatility in the fourth quarter of last year. But we do expect volatility to pick up, especially as we see what we call mixed signals in the market. And this is the title of our mid-year outlook. You know, you look at some of the data. Economic data is cooling down, but we're still in expansionary territory. Valuations are okay, they're fair, but earnings could weaken in the second and third quarter. And then you look at the Treasury yield curve. Yields are inverted. That means short-term yields are higher than long-term yields. And that suggests that there's concerns about the economy down the road. But at the same time, riskier debt and fixed income, riskier bonds, are suggesting great times ahead. So it's a very much of a time of mixed signals to the market right now, which will create lots of market volatility.
All right, so there you go. So something to watch. So what are some of those key forces that are pushing us in these directions that you just mentioned for the current market situation? And you gave us some of that, but what else can we throw in there?
Sure. Let's take the big one. So you can look at, take the U.S. On the positive side, we've got some great economic data. Unemployment is at a 50-year low. We also have more jobs. We have 1.6 million more jobs than people looking for jobs. We've had this, you know, more jobs than people looking for jobs for 14 straight months. Consumers are confident. Retail sales are okay. Some good data there. On the negative side, you have lots of turmoil in Europe. Europe is under pressure from a data standpoint. You know, we saw a data point that came out today. German business confidence fell to its lowest level since November 2014. We also have European GDP at 1.6%. Remember, our first quarter GDP was 3.2%. And then, of course, you have China. China, just this overhang, this trade war between us and China, that's really going to put a damper on the market. The good news through all of this is that the Fed is on our side. You know, Jerome Powell, in the most recent meeting, has come out and he has said that the rate interest rates will change when appropriate. That's a positive sign for the markets.
Boy, that sure is. And once again, we're speaking with Gene Goldman from Cetera. And as we continue down this road, looking at the mid-year market outlook, and if you're an investor and you're listening to this, and so some of what you said was positive, 50-year low for unemployment, should people feel optimistic, do you think? And I'm asking you to pull out one of those hundreds of crystal balls, but what do you think, Gene?
Should we feel optimistic? I think so. I think I would say maybe cautiously optimistic might be a better term. I think, you know, yes, unemployment is very low. Yes, consumers are doing really well. But again, at the end of the day, we have these overhangs. We have the trade war. You know, manufacturing data is at a 2-year low. You know, things we need to consider. I think the biggest catalyst we need is the trade war to be resolved. And I think that's an important point for where the markets go for the balance of the year.
Yeah. And so when we look at that, I mean, we look at the U.S. economy and the trade tariff situation that we talked about, and you would have to think that there would be a little bit of a ping because of that. And we can't control what happens in these negotiations with China. But I think that's why, obviously, we have to pay close attention to it. And it's one of the things that you certainly, I'm sure, as you look at what's going on, look at it, Cetera, right? Everything that could possibly affect the markets.
Definitely. And, you know, the trade war is important. And you look at the trade war, we believe that there's three reasons why it will end soon, why it will be resolved. So number one, as you and I talked to, economic data is definitely weakened on both sides, on our side and on the Chinese side. Number two, you see the effect on the stock market. So again, as I mentioned in May, as trade war rhetoric increased, we saw weakness in the U.S. stock market in May. And we all know that President Trump uses the stock market as a real-time indicator of how he's doing in the economy, how he's doing from an approval rating standpoint. The third point, I think the biggest reason why we do have an advantage over China is demographics. You know, the fallout from the one-child policy has really, really pressured the Chinese economy. Case in point, 2017, lowest birth rate in China since 1961. It creates an aging population, hampers Chinese officials' ability to convert from a manufacturing to a consumer-driven economy like the U.S. And then you have the trade war on top of this. It's really causing pressure on the Chinese side. So this is why we view a resolution being resolved pretty soon, which should be good for markets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought up the low birth rate because that definitely has affected things in China. There's no question about it. So you have a lot of experience, obviously, Gene, in this game, 24-plus years of experience in the development of investment strategies. So as you look at what's happened with your career and the ups and downs and the flows of the market and talking about crystal balls and all that kind of thing, I think there's reason to be optimistic because of the gig economy and the opportunities that are there and the capitalism that flows still in this country. What do you think?
I truly believe it. You look at, you know, the long-term average for the S&P 500 since 1933 is about 9.3%. And 9.3%, you know, yes, It's a volatile 9.3%, but the average return is 9.3%. This far outpaces average wage gain. So, you know, the stock market's a great opportunity for you to invest in to complement your income. It's a great way to save for retirement. It's a great way to invest long-term. Yes, there's times when you need to reduce risk. You know, right now we're telling our clients that, you know, take a more balanced approach in your portfolio. You know, don't get too aggressive because, you know, the markets are pricing in perfection right now. And as we talked about, you know, many times, things could, you know, derail this. So stay, you know, balanced. Don't stick your neck out too far. Don't be too risky. But at the same time, don't go all out of cash because, you know, the long-term average return is 9.3% in the market.
Ooh, 9.3%. That's a pretty big number, Gene. So that makes sense if you're talking about why position yourself a certain way in the market and to take that balanced approach makes complete sense to me. So we're talking with Gene Goldman, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research at Cetera Investment Management. All right, I got to ask you this one. What keeps you up at night?
The other night, obviously the trade war, obviously, you know, tensions in Iran versus the United States, obviously Saudi Arabia, there's so many different concerns that keep us up at night. I think the biggest concern I have right now is Europe. Europe, you know, you have growing populism, you have increasing debt to GDP levels, and this is causing pressure on the European economy, and the European economy, you know, could hurt our economy too. Case in point, you look at, you know, German business confidence fell to its lowest levels since November 2014, as I mentioned before. GDP is lower. Industrial production is really weakening in Germany. You know, Europe is having a tough time right now, and they've been trying to cut rates and trying to get out of this. You know, case in point, you look at German yields. Get this. Okay, here in the United States, a 10-year treasury trades about 2%. So that means I will borrow money from you and give you 2% in 10 years. In Germany, though, the same 10-year bond, it's yielding negative 0.33. That means if I was going to borrow money from you in Germany for 10 years, you're going to have to give me money to borrow from you. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, and that's scary. So that's, I can see why you would say that keeps you up at night, and that's something to certainly look at. You know, I thought you were going to say, like, your favorite sports team wasn't doing so well.
As an original Bostonian, you know, we've had some great times lately, so.
Oh.
Patriots.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's too bad about the Bruins, but everything else was smooth sailing for you. And, of course, now we go into training camps with the Patriots. And always, if you look at any board anywhere, they're always picked to win the Super Bowl or get close to it, and this isn't going to be any different for them, I think. Gene Goldman, it was fun having you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we'll tell everyone they can go to Cetera.com for more information. That's with a C, C-E-T-E-R-A. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
Oh, my favorite part of the show when I get to hear from you and that tall guy in the back and the other guy in the corner and a woman sitting over there. You know what I mean. I do feel like I get to know everybody through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and the fact that you email me so much on this show. So once again, thank you so much. I'm buried in the email, as it were. So here we are in our virtual mail room, and I'm looking at some of this as I broadcast to all of you from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm at Hartsfield International, pretty much. I'm not sitting on the runway in my hotel room, but I'm staring at the runway and watching the planes land, which is pretty wild. Briefly, I said I would mention this, but hats off to Peach State Federal Credit Union. Thanks to guys like my pals over there, I'm able to do this show because I get hired as a speaker, and it's wonderful that I get to speak on a stage and behind this mic to all of you. And the blending of the two has just been great to be out there among the people, and it was interesting for them because it was their yearly celebration where people get awards, etc. And because of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, their theme was oriented on going all in, and it was just really very, 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 very clever. And I, again, am so honored to have
spoken thanks to Marshall Boutwell, who met me when I was speaking in Georgia in May. If you remember, I took the show to Jekyll Island, so that's that. Let's jump to the mail, and in fact, I have something from George listening to us in the great state of Georgia. And George says, Kate, wow, this is really crazy what is happening with the Kurds and Turkey. And I'm wondering, and I'm a Trump supporter, I'll just tell you flat out, but I'm wondering if he's lost his mind on this and withdrawing 1,000 troops rather than just the 50. And you have the generals up in arms. And I'm with you on the quicksands of the Middle East, but we certainly don't want to expose our allies either. And it's just a sad, sad situation. I don't know. What do you think? I do think it's a sad situation. Of course, innocent people being killed is never good by any stretch of any of our imaginations, especially people who have aided us. Originally, where I stood on this was, I'm tired of this constant, we invest, and we get kicked in the face, so to speak. And in this case, how long do you keep fighting these wars? I do agree with that. Is it to infinity? Is it another Korea? And I understand Korea because of how tenuous the situation was there. But in the Middle East, I think the tricky thing is keeping ISIS at bay. And if it's true that you've got radicalized members of ISIS that are now running through the streets and have escaped, and that those numbers are true, that's certainly not good. And if you have Kurds who have aided us who are getting blown to bits by the Turkish, that's not good either. It's a no-win situation. Like, again, do we just decide we're there forever? And when Turkey decides, screw it, we're going to attack, what do we do on that front? So it's a nightmare. Let's see what happens with these sanctions. Here's one from Mac, and Mac is listening to us in Arizona. He's listening on KVOI, which, of course, is our great new affiliate in Tucson. The question becomes this. What do you think about all these fires in California and the blunders of the power being purposely turned off, so to speak, Kate, and then it not helping at all? Well, you know, that's the catch-22, and that's the rub, isn't it? So the big bad power company flips the switch, and partially because they're freaked out and paranoid about lawsuits after all those deaths from the campfire up north in Northern California last time out last year, so they don't want to get caught in that same situation. And this is what somehow they decided to do. We're going to shut down power in various areas, then turn it back on, and this is a protection mechanism. I'm just simply putting it in simplistic terms. It's deeper than that. And then it's enraged people in California. It shook up the school systems with some of the kids having staggered schedules. And if it's not really doing anything, I don't get the point. I think it's just one big bad show by PG&E, let's put it that way. All right, let's go to Joe in Florida. I love it, by the way, when you tell me where you're listening to. You can get really specific, listening to us. You can get really specific or not, but Joe says, Kate, I listen to you all the time in Tampa. I know you were in Tampa a month or so ago. I loved hearing your stories about going to the beach at Paso Grill and how much you enjoyed spending some time in our area. It is beautiful, I have to say. I'm from originally Maine, and I've now lived in Tampa with my family for about 10 years, and a lot of that red tide is at bay, by the way, which is a very, very good thing. And I'm wondering, as I look around at the landscape and the appetite for this movie, The Joker, if some people think it was a mistake for Todd Phillips to focus on the Joker and the maniacal side of him, or was it a stroke of brilliance? And what's your take? I hadn't seen the movie yet. I told the story the other day, maybe this is why you're bringing it up, that my cousin took the girls to see it, and the girls stayed and watched it and loved it, and she didn't. She said there was something that just made her feel uncomfortable, which is kind of rare for my cousin Jen, but she sat outside the theater, just watched part of it, and then let them come out. They, being some of the movie people that I've seen critique it, wonder about that. Is it good for people that are severely mentally challenged because of the focus on his mind, apparently, and how he became the Joker. And I've seen just clips of it at this point, and Joaquin Phoenix is a fabulous actor. And it's no surprise to me that he would do an incredible job with this. This is a different take, and we certainly know that we've seen some dark sides of the comic book characters and how they've been portrayed on the big screen, and it's making a ton of money. It's raking it in. It's setting all kinds of box office records. So my answer to your question is I haven't seen it. I will see it, and then I can give you a better answer to that. I was a big Batman and Robin fan. Woohoo! Growing up, but these portrayals, of course, are different. Here's one from Nancy. Nancy's take is, Kate, what's wrong with the Dallas Cowboys? I think they need to fire Jason Garrett. I've heard you talk about the Cowboys, and I know that in your book, Deal Your Own Destiny, you talk about traveling with the Cowboys because some of the guys that worked for you when you were sports director at KRLD wanted to cover high school football. Wow, you really paid attention to that. And I'm wondering if you think this is the end of the road for Jason Garrett. Well, I don't think they... If they get to the end of the season and it's a losing season, I think it's the end of the road for Jason Garrett, because at some point then Jerry Jones is going to make a change, unless they just decide, well, it's the status quo, I like him, I'm the GM, I still have so much say on this team, my family runs it. I don't know. It's certainly worth billions of dollars, right? I forget what the actual total is. I'll look that up on the Dallas Cowboys, but I would think that there would be a short fuse eventually here, because you can't keep on going on like it's an infinity pool and we'll just, oh, never mind, we'll just keep going. Something will happen, the smoke will clear, it's going to be okay. The fan base is already furious, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to be at that Cowboys game on Sunday, the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of them lost this week, so they're tied in the NFC East at 3-2, and you can imagine, especially with that rivalry, what Jerry's world is going to be like. I think it's going to be a crazy madhouse, and flip a coin, really, either team could win, because both have their issues. And I think it'll be an exciting game, but the Cowboys need to turn it around. They had three easy teams to play. They beat them, then they played three tougher teams, and then they lost, and losing streaks are not good, my friends. Here's one from Al. Al asking me, I'm wondering, when you travel, Kate, do you have any favorite restaurants that you go to in some of these places that you visit a couple of times? I think you've been to Georgia a bunch. Well, thanks for that, and what a good memory you have, probably better than mine. I have been to Georgia a lot this year because you've heard me on the air talking about Jekyll Island and Savannah and Atlanta a few times. And in Atlanta, you know, in Atlanta, I like the mom and pop, no matter where I am, where you're listening to me in the country. Send suggestions if you want to katedelaneyradio.com, and probably some of you feel the same way. I like the, you know, the restaurants with character. They're not the $1 billion restaurants where they give you like a little pea and a carrot or whatever, but they are 100 years old, or so-and-so worked here and they built it from the ground up. Whatever those kinds of stories are, or they have the best barbecue and they cook it all night long, you know, that's my favorite. Or it's some kind of unique food. So I think Georgia, in fact, at the where I was speaking, they brought in barbecue, turkey, and they had some other kind of sandwich, and it was really, really good. You know, when you get boxed lunches, and they had over 200 people to feed, I think it was close to 250, so they do the box lunch thing because they're having a training day, and I thought that was pretty good. It was on those small rolls. I feel like I'm like a food critic. Now we're going to the food thing. And, of course, I don't think I've ever met a piece of bread or roll that I didn't like. That's my downfall, so I try to avoid some of those carbs as much as I can. Hey, coming up on the show, you're going to love this. We have a great guest for you, and that guest is somebody that was one of my favorites for maybe a reason. You know, I look for different things in guests, and this guest is Amy George Leary, and she worked for Booz Allen. And Booz Allen has always been intriguing to me, and what they've been able to do, the massive amount of business they do, and some of the statistics that they are able to churn out on trends that we're seeing. So a great conversation with Amy George Leary. That's coming up around the bend. Stay with us here on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers. With the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In this edition of It's Your Business, we have Gene Golden. He's the Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera. You think of investments and Cetera Investment Management, just a great name, I have to say that. And there's so much to talk about when we look at where we are for this mid-market, you know, mid-year review, I should say, when we look at the markets, and we've talked about this a ton on the show, the concerns about U.S., China, and the trade dispute that's going on, the tariffs, et cetera. So, Gene, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about, before we get into the whole China thing and what's going on with our current market situation, let's talk about what you see, because I know people are glued to this. Where do you see markets headed for the rest of this year and then, of course, as we bounce into 2020?
Sure. I think, obviously with the markets, I only have one crystal ball. I don't have 20 crystal balls. I can't tell you exactly where we're going. But what I do believe that the one thing we can definitely say will happen is increasing market volatility. We've been lucky this year. Yes, May was a little volatile. Yes, we had some volatility in the fourth quarter of last year. But we do expect volatility to pick up, especially as we see what we call mixed signals in the markets. And this is the title of our mid-year outlook. You look at some of the data. Economic data is cooling down, but we're still in expansionary territory. Valuations are okay, they're fair, but earnings could weaken in the second and third quarter. And when you look at the Treasury yield curve, yields are inverted. That means short-term yields are higher than long-term yields. And that suggests that there's concerns about the economy down the road. But at the same time, riskier debt and fixed income, riskier bonds, are suggesting great times ahead. So it's a very much of a time of mixed signals for the market right now, which will create lots of market volatility.
All right, so there you go. So something to watch. So what are some of those key forces that are pushing us in these directions that you just mentioned for the current market situation? And you gave us some of that, but what else can we throw in there?
Sure. Let's take the big one. So you can look at, let's take the U.S. On the positive side, we've got some great economic data. Unemployment is at a 50-year low. We also have more jobs. We have 1.6 million more jobs than people looking for jobs. We've had this, more jobs than people looking for jobs for 14 straight months. Consumers are confident. Retail sales are okay. Some good data there. On the negative side, you have lots of turmoil in Europe. Europe is under pressure from a data standpoint. We saw a data point that came out today. German business confidence fell to its lowest level since November 2014. We also have European GDP at 1.6%. Remember, our first quarter GDP was 3.2%. And then, of course, you have China. China just has overhang this trade war between us and China. That's really going to put a damper on the market. The good news through all of this is that the Fed is on our side. Jerome Powell, in the most recent meeting, has come out and he has said that interest rates will change when appropriate. That's a positive sign for the markets.
Boy, that sure is. And once again, we're speaking with Gene Goldman from Cetera. And as we continue down this road, looking at the mid-year market outlook, and if you're an investor and you're listening to this, and so some of what you said was positive, 50-year low for unemployment, should people feel optimistic, do you think? And I'm asking you to pull out one of those hundreds of crystal balls, but what do you think, Gene?
Should we feel optimistic? I think so. I think I would say maybe cautiously optimistic might be a better term. I think yes, unemployment is very low. Yes, consumers are doing really well. But again, at the end of the day, we have these overhangs. We have got the trade war. Manufacturing data is at a 2-year low. Things we need to consider. I think the biggest catalyst we need is the trade war to be resolved. And I think that's an important point for where the markets go for the balance of the year.
Yeah. And so when we look at that, we look at the U.S. economy and the trade tariff situation that we talked about, and you would have to think that there would be a little bit of a ping because of that. And we can't control what happens in these negotiations with China. But I think that's why, obviously, we have to pay close attention to it. And it's one of the things that you certainly, I'm sure, as you look at what's going on, look at it, Cetera, right? Everything that could possibly affect the markets.
Definitely. And, the trade war is important. You look at the trade war. We believe that there's three reasons why it will end soon. Why it will be resolved. So number one, as you and I have talked to, economic data is definitely weakened on both sides, on our side and on the Chinese side. Number two, you see the effect in the stock market. So again, as I mentioned in May, as trade war rhetoric increased, we saw weakness in the U.S. stock market in May. And we all know that President Trump uses the stock market as a real-time indicator of how he's doing in the economy, how he's doing from an approval rating standpoint. The third point, I think the biggest reason why we do have an advantage over China is demographics. The fallout from the one-child policy has really, really pressured the Chinese economy. Case in point, 2017, lowest birth rate in China since 1961. It's created creates an aging population, hampers Chinese officials' ability to convert from a manufacturing to a consumer-driven economy like the U.S. And then you have the trade war on top of this. It's really causing pressure on the Chinese side. So this is why we view a resolution being dissolved pretty soon, which should be good for markets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought up the low birth rate because that definitely has affected things in China. There's no question about it. So you have a lot of experience, obviously, Gene, in this game, 24-plus years of experience in the development of investment strategies. So as you look at what's happened with your career and the ups and downs and the flows of the market and talking about crystal balls and all that kind of thing, I think there's reason to be optimistic because of the gig economy and the opportunities that are there and the capitalism that flows still in this country. What do you think?
I truly believe it. You look at, you know, the long-term average for the S&P 500 since 1933 is about 9.3%. And 9.3%, you know, yes, it's evolved to 9.3%, but the average return is 9.3%. This far outpaces average wage gain. So, you know, the stock market's a great opportunity for you to invest in to complement your income. It's a great way to save for retirement. It's a great way to invest long-term. Yes, there's times when you need to reduce risk. You know, right now we're telling our clients that, you know, take a more balanced approach in your portfolio. You know, don't get too aggressive because, you know, the markets are pricing in perfection right now. And as we talked about, you know, many times, things could, you know, derail this. So stay, you know, balanced. Don't stick your neck out too far. Don't be too risky. But at the same time, don't go all out of cash because, you know, the long-term average return is 9.3% in the market.
Ooh, 9.3%. That's a pretty big number, Gene. So that makes sense if you're talking about why position yourself a certain way in the market and to take that balanced approach makes complete sense to me. So we're talking with Gene Goldman, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research at Cetera Investment Management. All right, I got to ask you this one. What keeps you up at night?
The other night, obviously the trade war, obviously, you know, tensions in Iran versus the United States, obviously Saudi Arabia, there's so many different concerns that keep us up at night. I think the biggest concern I have right now is Europe. Europe, you know, you have growing populism, you have increasing debt to GDP levels, and this is causing pressure on the European economy, and the European economy, you know, could hurt our economy too. Case in point, you look at, you know, German business confidence fell to its lowest levels since November 2014, as I mentioned before. GDP is lower. Industrial production is really weakening in Germany. You know, Europe is having a tough time right now, and they've been trying to cut rates and they're trying to get out of this. You know, case in point, you look at German yields. Here in the United States, a 10-year treasury trades about 2%. So that means I will borrow money from you and give you 2% in 10 years. In Germany, though, the same 10-year bond, it's yielding negative 0.33. That means if I was going to borrow money from you in Germany for 10 years, you're going to have to give me money to borrow from you. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, and that's scary. So that's, I can see why you would say that keeps you up at night, and that's something to certainly look at. You know, I thought you were going to say, like, your favorite sports team wasn't doing so well.
As an original Bostonian, you know, we've had some great times lately, so. Patriots,
yeah, no kidding. I mean, yeah, too bad about the Bruins, but everything else was smooth sailing for you. And, of course, now we go into training camps with the Patriots. And always, if you look at any board anywhere, they're always picked to win the Super Bowl or get close to it. And this isn't going to be any different for them, I think. Gene Goldman, it was fun having you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we'll tell everyone they can go to Cetera.com for more information. That's with a C, C-E-T-E-R-A. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet,
Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.